that you and your descendants may live by loving the Lord your God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So this reading which we have from Deuteronomy that Pauline gave for us is something that we've heard many times, and I think we even had it earlier this year on a Sunday. We talked about choosing life, and especially when we're in the month of January, we hear this often if we're listening to Catholic radio or EWTN or those various things, because that's a month dedicated to the pro-life cause. But what our Lord is bringing out to us today is the second day of penance, the second day of Lent. What he's saying to us is he's reminding you, hey, look, in your struggles, they're not for nothing. Have you pondered that? Our struggles aren't for nothing. The little movements that we have within our souls, which are going toward evil in some sort of way, say, for example, like a little grudge that we're saying, hey, I'm just going to hold on to this because I don't want to forgive that person, and I know it's not going to hurt them in any way or anybody else, and I just am going to hold on to that in a little bit in my heart because I just don't want to get over it. They wounded me so badly. They're out of my life. They're dead. They're gone. Whatever. I'm just going to hold on to this little thing. But what he's pointing out for us here is that when we choose life, when we do what God has called us to do, he's saying, you and your descendants will have life. Our actions have consequences for us, but they also have consequences for our loved ones. It says in another place in the Old Testament, and also is echoed in the Gospel, says that evil works are visited upon the second and third generation. But the works of goodness to the thousandth generation. Think of that. We right now here in our country, despite the fact that we've gone far away from our founding, are still benefiting from those very first Christian missionaries, those very first Catholic Franciscans who came and founded the faith here in our land. It's not been 1,000 generations. Yet those little things which we hold to, those sins within our lives that need to be purged out, they're going to be in little ways visited upon our children and upon our grandchildren. But every good work we do in letting good go of those things is actually going to redound for 1,000 generations. So great is the power of God's goodness, and so weak is the power of sin. So as we enter into this Mass, we need to ask ourselves that question. What little things is God saying to me in Lent I need to let go? Because I want to have life, but I also care about my children and my grandchildren not to be suffering from the evil which I myself have begun in my own heart. What good is it that I am called to do during these 45 left days of Lent? So that they may be visited upon 1,000 generations past me. Because those are the promises of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.